Okay, today we learned Beis Daf Yud. The Gemara was going through five different kashas, five different stiras between the sheet of Beisham and Beis Hillel in our Mishnah, in the first Mishnah of Masechta rather, versus the sheet of Beisham and Beis Hillel in subsequent Mishnayos. In the first Mishnah of the Masechta, we were told that Beis Shammai allows one to do Shechita on Yantif, even if it's going to involve having to do Kisui Adam afterwards. The Beis Hillel says, no, only if you have Afar Muchan, Miba Od Yom. So we see that Beis Shammai is more willing to sacrifice some halacha in order to allow for Simchas Yom Tov, and Beis Hillel is less willing to do so. He's more Machmir on Simchas Yom Tov. So we already went through one of the questions yesterday. So today we discussed that it seems to be against the Mishnah about Lo Yitol Elim Keinaneh Miba Od Yom, the Mishnah that we have on Daf Yud, that if you should not take the bird unless you actually handled the bird according to Beis Shammai before Yantav. And Beis Hillel says, no, you could take it even just by pointing to it before Yantav. So you see that Beis Hillel is more Mekel and Simchas Yantav, and Beis Shammai is more Machmir. And then we ask from another Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Beis Shammai says, Ein Othanes Eli Lekatzev Elav Basar, and Beis Hillel Matirin. That Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to take the chopping block that they would chop meat on. And Beis Hillel says that it's Mutter. Apparently Beis Hillel, because of Simchas Yantav, is willing to be more Mekel, and Beis Shammai is not. And then we have another Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, Beis Shammai Ormein Othanes Arlof Neadarsan, Veleag Bienu Elim Ken Yeshlov Kazai. So you're not allowed to take the hide of an animal and put it in front of people who will trample on it unless it has a kazayas basar. But again, Beis Hillel is matir, because apparently Beis Hillel is matir for Simchas Yantav. And another Mishnah where it said that Beis Shammai holds in Mesalkin as a treason biyantav, and Beis Hillel is matir af lahachzir. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to remove window shutters on Yantav. Beis Hillel says not only are you allowed to remove them, you're even allowed to put them back when you no longer need them. So all of these seem to indicate that Beis Shammai is more machmir at Simchas Yantav, and Beis Hillel is more Mekel against the first Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, it has nothing to do with being Machmir and Simchas Yantav, Mekel and Simchas Yantav. It has to do with the fundamental Machlokas in the first Mishnah, whether there's any halachic sacrifice whatsoever, whether you're breaking any laws, whether there's any halachic violation in actually doing Kisei Adam. Beis Shammai holds, if you have Dekar notes, Mibod Yom, then there is no halachic violation whatsoever. So it's not that they're being Mekel for the sake of Simchas Yantav in the first Mishnah. It's not a Kula. There's nothing to be Mekel with. There's no Isser involved at all. Whereas Beis Hillel holds that there is an Isser involved. And in all these other Mishnahs, Beis Hillel holds that there's no Isser involved, and Beis Shammai holds that there is an Isser involved. Then the Mishnah discussed one of the Mishnahs that we quoted, actually, that if you want to have a bird be designated from before Yantif and not be Muksa, Beis Shammai says you actually have to take the bird in hand before Yantif and say, this is the bird that I want. And Beis Hillel says, no, you could even stand on the ground and say, Zev, Zev, Ni Notel, just point to the birds that you want. But, according to Beis Hillel, you do in fact have to point to the specific birds that you want. It's not enough to just say, Mikana Ni Notel, that I'm going to take it from around here. You have to say, you have to actually point to the birds that you want. So there were two explanations of why that would be the case. One explanation is, maybe Beis Hillel doesn't rely on Breira. You're not taking all the birds, you're only taking some of them. So it's going to be retroactively clarified which ones you meant when you said Mikana Ninotel. Maybe Beis Hillel doesn't rely on Breira. The problem with that is that we find that Beis Hillel does rely on Breira when it comes to Sof Tumalates. So the other suggestion the Gemara has is that the reason you have to take the bird in hand is that we're afraid if you don't take the bird in hand, you might show up the next day and find that all the birds are Shvach and that you don't want any of them, and then you'll end up being metaltal all these birds for no reason, because you're going to leave them all there. You're not going to take any of them. Once you take them, and once you point them out and you identify a bird from before Yantif, so then we know that you're going to take it. We're not concerned that you're going to pass up on it. The Mishnah on Amud Beis tells us that if you designated birds before Yantav and then you come back the next day and they don't look like the same birds, so it depends how sure we are that they're not the same birds. If they were black birds yesterday and now they're white birds, and vice versa, they're not the same birds. So those birds are Muksa. If there were two of them yesterday and now there are three of them, well, at least one of them is not the same bird. That is Muksa. But if there were three of them yesterday and there are two of them today, so then we have the right to assume that just one of them flew away and the other two are still the correct birds. So Gemara says, well, isn't it obvious that if they were black and now they're white, that obviously they're not the same birds? Gemara says, no, it's telling us an even bigger chiddush, that if you had left black birds and white birds there the day before and now they had flipped places. Now the blackbirds are where the whitebirds were, and the whitebirds are where the blackbirds were. Still, you assume that they're not the same birds, and that they are, in fact, Muktza. The Gemara also thought that maybe our Mishnah is a raya to Rabbi Chanina, who holds Rav Vekarav Holchna Acharov, but the Gemara rejects that raya. And the Gemara also explains that Shlosho Matzah Shnayim, the reason that if you left three and then you come back and you find two, the reason that it's mutter is because you assume that the extra one, that the third one just went away, but these two are the same two that are two of the same ones that you saw there the previous day. And where we left off in this morning shir was to compare that case to leaving money and finding a different denomination, different denominations of money the next day when you come back and you look for the money. So Be'ez Hashem, we'll discuss that tomorrow.